Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast,
helping you catch up on what you missed.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5.
You need forgiveness.
We help you ask for it.
Debbie has been keeping a secret from her family for 20 years.
Oh. Okay, so my whole family is like really great in the kitchen, but I'm not, and it's frustrating because it's like they're all Martha Stewart clones, and like, I feel like I can't even make scrambled eggs right. So I came up with this plan. I bought Fryhofer's chocolate chip cookies, you know, the ones that come in the box. And for the past 20 years, I've been sneaking into the bathroom with a cookie sheet, and then I warm them up in the oven. It's like Mission Impossible, because all along, you know, if I get caught, they'll know I'm a fraud. And like every year, they're like, ooh, ah, and... And it just makes me feel special and like I actually belong in the family, you know?
Let me just clarify. For 20 years, Debbie, you have been purchasing pre-made store-bought cookies, sneaking into the bathroom with a box of cookies that the store baked, putting them on a cookie sheet, passing them off as your own so that you feel on par with the rest of the family.
And this is during family events?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's genius.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Yeah, Debbie, what actually did go wrong this past Christmas?
My brother brought his new girlfriend, Sarah, to Christmas dinner this year, and she asked me for the recipe. Ooh. I was like, oh my God.
You don't have that recipe, right?
Right.
You can't be like, here's the recipe. Go to Kroger.
Right. So I ended up going online and like I copied a random recipe from this website and I emailed it to her. And she just called me back this weekend and was like, oh, what am I doing wrong here? The cookies didn't come out right. And I feel horrible because I actually made her feel like she was inept in the kitchen by telling her that she did it wrong when, like, I knew the truth the whole time. It has been weighing on me. Like, anytime I think of my brother and his girlfriend, I'm just like, I'm not that type of person. I mean, like, yeah, I tricked my family into believing that, but I don't want to make another person feel like they're inept. That's not me. Yeah. That's not my character. And I just really want to come clean.
All right, Debbie, hold on, because we are going to help you call your brother's girlfriend, Sarah, come clean about this and ask for her forgiveness.
Okay.
And then the rest of the family, is on you.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
All right, if you're just joining us, Debbie has been keeping a secret from her family for 20 years. She told us that her famous chocolate chip cookies are actually store-bought.
Yeah, everything was fine until her brother's girlfriend, Sarah, wanted the recipe.
Yeah, Debbie went so far as to copy a random recipe from the internet and gave it to Sarah, hoping this thing would go away. But then, of course, Debbie says Sarah tried to make the cookies from that recipe and they didn't come out right. So Debbie needs to come clean, ask for forgiveness. All right, Debbie, you stay quiet. We have Sarah on the phone. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Hey. Hi, Sarah. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5. And the reason we're calling is because of something that happened at the family Christmas party this year. Does that ring a bell?
Oh,
yes. At your boyfriend's family?
The unforgettable Christmas party, yes.
Specifically, I guess there were some pretty delicious cookies at this party.
Sarah, you're laughing about this. What's so funny?
What took the cake, or the cookie, should I say, is the fact that my boyfriend's sister, she's known for her homemade chocolate chip cookies, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the thing that she doesn't know is that everybody knows that she pre-buys these, like they're store-bought. It's like a show because everybody watches how she's going to try to make this happen, even when we all know that these are store-bought cookies.
Wait, so Sarah, hold on. You know that they're store-bought? The whole family knows that they're store-bought?
Oh, absolutely. The whole family is really good at cooking, so they kind of just kept up with it so she could kind of feel good about herself.
Hang on. I want to interrupt here. Because I think now would be an appropriate time to bring in Debbie. This is a little bit awkward. This is a segment we call Forgive and Forget. And Debbie actually called us because she feels terrible about the situation, wanted to come clean and ask for your forgiveness.
Oh, my God.
And I'm so sorry.
Hi.
Debbie, did you know that the whole family knows?
Oh, I had no idea. Oh, my God.
What?
I'm sorry. Who's sorry? Sarah, if you knew and the whole family knows that they're store-bought cookies, why did you ask for the recipe then?
Because it was kind of like just twisting the dagger a little bit. Yeah, so I knew it was, you know, she didn't make the cookies. So I was just teasing with my boyfriend, like, hey, what if I just ask her what the recipe is? I wonder what she's going to say. So I kind of feel bad, but it's so funny.
I still can't believe they all know. Like, I'm so sorry for giving you the wrong recipe and, like, making it seem like it was my own. But I'm also so relieved that, like, I don't have to live this lie anymore with my family and, like, keep sneaking into the bathroom. And I'm glad I can just come straight.
We'll still bring the cookies.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
We're going to talk to Alex, who gave her boss a Christmas gift that she totally screwed up on. It needs our help asking for forgiveness and getting that Christmas present from her boss.
Oh, no.
Tomorrow morning at 7 on B98.5's Forgive and Forget.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 727 got a chilly start, but temps heading up to 55 today. It's only 34 right now. What's going on, Kara?
36 years, over 8,200 episodes, and this week we have to say goodbye to Alex Trebek. The final five episodes will air at 7:30 this week. Now, we were supposed to get them on Christmas week, but the powers that be decided to shift that to this week because they knew that people were going to be off traveling and Christmas crazy. So they didn't want to waste those five episodes the week of Christmas. So we get them this week instead. And producers say that they were filmed just 10 days before Alex lost his battle with pancreatic cancer. And he didn't know that those would be his last episodes, but still gave what they're calling a sentimental speech that Alex somehow knew the world needed to hear. So I think we're all kind of interested to hear what that's going to be. And Friday's final episode is also going to include a special tribute.
So we won't know what that speech is. We don't know what he prepared for us in the afterlife until it airs.
Right.
Okay.
But they shouldn't air it on Friday using their other logic. That should be moved to a primetime special like on Monday.
Well, you got something to do on Friday? Are you busy?
Come on. Friday's party night.
Yeah, sure.
Let's get a good feeling.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So a gentleman named Keith Walker has been homeless since he was 13 years old, and he struggled with addiction for pretty much that entire time. But his love for animals is helping him turn the corner big time. Back on December 18th, Keith saw smoke coming from the W Underdogs building. They're a local nonprofit animal shelter down in Southwest Atlanta. And without even thinking about it, Keith sprung into action. He popped a door open and one by one rescued all of the dogs and cats in the building, including his own little buddy named Bravo. The shelter has let him keep his dog there on super cold nights so that the dog would be well protected.
So this guy's homeless.
He's homeless.
And he's walking by an animal shelter, notices that there's a fire and goes into a burning building to save these animals.
And what happens to him now? Like, he goes to Ellen, she gives him a $10,000 check.
The shelter founder, Gracie Hamlin, started a GoFundMe account for him. And they originally just wanted to raise a couple of $1,000 to get him off of the streets for a little while and, you know, kind of just get him back on some good luck. They've raised over $80,000 for this man. And they also have a GoFundMe set up for the shelter because they've got a lot of rebuilding that needs to happen from the fire. They've only raised about $13,000. So,
wait. The shelter gets $13,000. The dude gets $80,000.
Yeah. The shelter's got insurance, though. We're good.
There's more Tad and Drex on the way. Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Good morning, Joanne and Sewanee.
Good morning. Good
morning. Could you kick Kara out of the studio for us?
Kara, I'm kicking you out of the studio.
I'm gone, Joanne. Good luck.
Thank you. Move
it or lose it, sister. All right. So, Joanne, we're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions while Kara stands outside the studio. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same exact questions. All you got to do is answer more right than Kara. She'll have to pay you $100 cash of her own money, okay?
All right.
Question one, President Trump had to leave his Palm Beach Country Club early and return to D.C. last week, meaning he missed the big New Year's Eve party where this guy performed.
All right, stop, collaborate, and listen.
MC Hammer.
Question two, it's official. Snoop Dogg and Eminem are in a beef. True or false? Snoop spells dog with two G's.
True.
Number three, did you binge watch Bridgerton over the break? It's based on the high society dating scene in London and was streamed on what service?
Netflix.
Number four, a movie about a Rubik's Cube prodigy is in the works. How many colors are on a Rubik's Cube?
Four.
Finally, number five. It's an odd choice. Journey is going to headline Lollapalooza this year. What city does that music festival take place in?
Tennessee.
Let's bring Kara back in. That's Bonnaroo.
Yeah. All right, Joanne and Sewanee struggled a little bit this morning, only getting two right, but the questions are tough, Kara.
Okay.
Same questions. Kara, here you go. Number one, President Trump had to leave his Palm Beach Country Club early and return to D.C. last week, meaning he missed the big New Year's Eve party where this guy performed.
All right, stop, collaborate, and listen.
That's Vanilla Ice.
Joanne said, that's MC Hammer.
No!
1-0.
Trump was like, Vanilla Ice is performing at the party. I've got to go.
Tremendous.
Not great. Not the greatest.
Number two, it's official. Snoop Dogg and Eminem are in a beef. True or false, Snoop spells dog with two G's.
That's true.
That's what Joanne said. It's Kara 2 and Joanne 1.
Number three, Bridgerton's a hot new show based on high society dating season in London and streams on what service?
Netflix.
That's what Joanne said. Kara, you're still up 3-2, though.
Number four, a movie about a Rubik's Cube. Prodigy's in the works. How many colors on a Rubik's Cube?
Six.
Joanne said four. That's the right answer is six. It's the score right now is 4-2.
Finally, question five. Journey is going to headline Lollapalooza.
What?
Okay. What city does that festival take place in?
Oh, gosh.
Three, two.
Oh, I don't know.
You got it wrong.
Oh.
Chicago is what we were looking for. Joanne said Tennessee. That's a state. Final score is 4-2. Joanne and Swanee, are you smarter than Kara?
No, I'm not.
Kara, 932 wins and just 32 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Joanne.
We are going to play again tomorrow morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can get signed up at tadandrex.com. You have a great day. Happy New Year, Joanne.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning. Thanks for listening. Welcome back. Happy New Year. It's Tad and Drex.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Kara.
Good morning.
It's funny. Christmas presents are really supposed to add to the magic of the season, and yet we all came in here this morning complaining about this year's presents.
Yeah, my husband returned two of his three gifts immediately
did they stink, though?
No, they were exactly what he had asked for. They just weren't good enough.
A Patagonia jacket.
Yes.
Wow. Let's just go out there and say it. There's nothing wrong with a Patagonia. Didn't even try it on.
Didn't even try it on. Didn't like it. Didn't want it.
Can we find an uglier story about a Christmas present? Dennis in Peachtree Corners.
my brother and sister-in-law in Christmas last year. They actually got me a bucket for Christmas.
A bucket?
A bucket. Why?
A bucket. A Yeti bucket. At least it was. So their logic was, I have a home gym, and they said that it was for me to throw in everything around my home gym, like the weight, like the resistance bands and the gloves and all that, into the bucket.
Well, you want to keep those items cold, right? Great, thanks for the call. 404-741-0985. Ugliest story about a Christmas present. And Drex, I happen to know, it's not really what, I don't even know what you bought this person, but the fact that you even bought this person a Christmas present is problematic.
And he spit in my face.
Yeah. You'll understand, I think, why when you hear his story next. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now, when you think about the ugliest story about a Christmas present, you probably would think about something that you received. But in our case, Drex, specifically in your case, the ugliest story about a Christmas present was about you actually giving. You did it.
I got my boss and his wife a Christmas gift, and he spat in my face.
What?
I got our big boss, Rob, you know, Cajun Rob down from Louisiana, from the big Louisiana Tiger family.
I don't know why you would go on the radio making fun of.
Well, because he hurt.
Right at this point, what more damage could you do, Drex?
He hurt my feelings. So he deserves this. So I got our big boss, Rob, I got him a bottle of bourbon. He's a big bourbon drinker.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, I'm going to one up. How can I one up this? I can get his wife a gift as well. So I started creeping on her Facebook page. Come to find out, our boss, Rob, and his wife, they recently had a daughter that got married.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes a baby in the baby carriage, right? So I got his wife this T-shirt. I'll show you. It's like an LSU. They're big LSU Tiger fans, right?
Cause right.
It says "Rocking the Grandma Life."
No, you didn't.
What's wrong with that?
Drex, because they don't even have a child yet.
They're going to. They're a Catholic family. They're gonna have a baby.
You say going to, but sometimes ladies can't get pregnant, and sometimes it doesn't happen, Drex.
You can't. You don't get somebody a grandma gift before they're actually a grand. First of all, the worst part of being a grandmother is being a grandmother. Being called grandma.
Right?
I disagree with that. Grandmas
that's
love
not for
it.
You to decide.
Well, so I got an email back from our boss. It was like, hey, Drex. Hi, Drex. Thank you so much for bourbon. He's like, thank you for the bourbon. But as far as the T-shirt goes, like, he says, I think I'm going to hold that back and wait to give it to my wife right away. I can't give it to her right now.
Yes. Because what? She's not a grandma.
But she's
exactly.
Going to be.
Oh, my gosh.
You all sound like him.
Well, he probably got in the position that he got in from making good decisions and
exactly.
Having good judgment.
Well, now he has an upset employee on the first of the month, on
oh
the first of
God.
The year. Whatever, forget that guy.
Here's what's coming up next with Tad and Drex.
All right, Beach Shazam is coming up next. This is where I'll give Drex and Kara 5 seconds each to identify a song. Give me the name and the title, artist and title. Beach Shazam, 2 songs away, B98.5. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now, good morning. I'm Tad. Hey, Drex.
Hi.
Kara.
Good morning.
Drex and Kara going up against each other for Beach Shazam. This is where I'll play a song, 5 seconds of it. You give me the artist and title. We always have a category.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of this decade, songs are going to be about 2 minutes long because our attention spans are getting shorter.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm boring you with all of these words.
Right.
Let's move on with it. I've already talked too long. So these songs were ahead of their time in that these are pop songs that are under 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Already, starting with Kara.
That's Delamitri, Roll to Me?
That is Delamitri and Roll to Me.
And I don't think I have ever seen a soul song.
At 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
Oh, wow.
If you just like need to fill some time and you had a radio show,
yeah.
You'd probably go for that song.
Not often. Enough for a bathroom break, though.
Drex.
Yes. Oh, I'm surprised. So Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl's under 3 minutes, huh?
2 minutes and 58 seconds.
Oh.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. It tasted
Carrie, you know this one is coming. Under 3 minutes.
That's Green Day, Good Riddance, in parentheses, Time of Our Lives.
Yes.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
It's really short. It's like 2:15 or something.
Yes. Drex, yes. Back over to you. These are songs that are under 3 minutes, because by the end of this decade, songs are going to be about 2 minutes long because of our attention span.
That is Maroon 5, Harder to Breathe, 2 minutes and 42 seconds long.
Don't breathe. It's not safe. Don't breathe. All right, Kara, final round, toughest round, Beat Shazam. Tough. Oh, tough.
I have no idea.
2 minutes, 33 seconds for Fastball, Out of My Head.
Wow.
Was I out of my head? Was I out of my mind? How could I
never would have gotten that.
It's a great song.
I was waiting for an indication. It was hard to find.
Obviously not testing very well with familiarity.
Let's give Kara a first loss of 2021.
There you go, Drex. What's with this heart? He's dissing my girl.
Oh, ooh, it's...
I could see the steam coming out of his ears.
Is it Buddy Holly by Weezer?
It is.
Not fair. You gave him too much time.
Congratulations, the winner of the first Beat Shazam of 2021.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have time for an acceptance speech because we've already gone too long.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 827, got a chilly start. Temps rising up to about 55. 34 right now. What's going on, Kara?
Are you tired of all those political commercials and phone calls and text messages yet?
On my mailbox... was absolutely, we forgot to hold the mail when we were out of town, absolutely loaded
just
with political ads.
Brimming with throwaway mail.
I got a Christmas card from the Democratic Party.
No way, are you serious?
I thought it was like a real one from a family member. I opened them like, oh, duped again.
Was there a gift card in there?
We just have to put up with this for another 24 hours or so. Advance voting has closed. If you still have an absentee ballot, you're going to need to drop that off at an approved location by tomorrow at 7 p.m. It's not a good idea to put it in the mail at this point. Otherwise, you're going to have to head to the polls tomorrow like the rest of us. Over 3 million people have already voted, so hopefully the lines won't be too bad if you haven't done so already.
Yes, we need a good feeling. Is that what you got for
it
us?
It is.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So do you guys remember just a couple of days before Christmas, there was that huge gas explosion that practically leveled an apartment building in Dunwoody Village?
Yeah, so my brother-in-law lives about a quarter mile away. He said his house shook when that happened. Mm.
Crazy. So 4 people were sent to the hospital that day, including Ashley Hurd. She was 9 months pregnant, had a panic attack, started having contractions, and then went into labor when all of this happened. So thankfully, the doctors were able to stop her contractions and give that baby a little more time to cook. She had had a difficult pregnancy, and they didn't want the baby to come out too early. So on New Year's Eve, Ashley finally welcomed a healthy baby boy named Jackson. Now, their apartment wasn't severely damaged, so they're going to get to go home in the next couple of days.
I wonder if, like, New Year's Eve, like, that's like, you don't want the last baby born in 2020. You want the first baby born in 2021.
Are you out of your mind, Tad?
What?
You absolutely want your baby born on the last day of the year. You get the tax write-off for the entire
year. Oh, my gosh. Of course.
What was I thinking?
Glorious.
Here's what's coming up next with Tad and Drex.
If you saw somebody at the airport with a mask and then the plexiglass in front of that, you would probably think that they were being extra cautious. Not that they were rabid unless you saw me. I'll tell you what. I was like, have you ever seen yourself? And you're just like, oh my gosh, these poor people have to see this too. I'll tell you what happened in 10 minutes. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now good day. Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. I'm Tad. Hello, Drex.
Blessings.
And Kara.
Good morning.
If you guys saw somebody at the airport double masked, you would probably think they were being extra cautious, right?
Yeah.
And when I say double masked, I say regular mask that mm-hmm. everybody wears, but then plexiglass shield for a second.
I would say that that's one in every 50 people at the airport.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's more common than you would think.
Kara brought me to the airport, and I was talking the whole way about, should I wear this plexiglass thing or not? What are people going to think?
I'm going to be the only stupid one walking through the
airport.
Should
I wear it? Should I wear it? I don't know if I should wear it. I don't know. But Carol's like, listen, it's for your, listen, if you feel more comfortable wearing it. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking through the terminal, pretending not to notice people pointing and laughing or whatever it is that they're doing. And I was fortunate that the delicious, sweet aroma of Chick-fil-A was able to penetrate both the plexiglass sheet and the cloth mask.
Well, if Chick-fil-A can get in, so can the Rona. Hold on a second.
And I was drawn to the there are certain things like, I don't care, I'll get the Rona, I gotta get the Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Full-on spicy Chick-fil-A fries.
Oh.
But I was smart because I asked for a fork because I knew I didn't want to touch the fries with my filthy Rona fingers.
And put them in the mouth kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you would just
inhale the whole thing. Yeah.
So they forgot to put a fork in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting all by myself in the terminal, which I know I'm not alone. People are able to see me. And I wasn't going to let the lack of fork get between me and the French fries.
And so instead of just being a normal person and eating the fries with your fingers, you decide to
Sort of shimmy the fries toward the end of the container. And
so you're drinking the fries.
But that only goes so far. Mm. There are occasionally a couple of fries that are just too far for me to
stubborn
put into my mouth like that. So I have to sort of get my mouth, sort of my nozzle inside the fry box. And I'm thinking, people are probably looking at me like, who's this crazy guy who's like just going after these fries like a dog?
Where's your surgical plexi mask at this point?
Right.
It's just up so that there's like plexiglass fry box me. Then I move on to the spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich, which that's pretty spicy. So now I'm coughing.
Uh-huh.
Because of the spiciness.
Sweating.
Pieces of French fry flying all over the place inside the plexiglass. Like, I'm sweating right now just recalling that situation.
I'm going to go to YouTube, Kara, and Google, man in Atlanta airport.
Right, and see if we can find anything.
Struggling.
Our whole Instagram account's dedicated.
Well, you'll have a better day than that.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.